Hello, and welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Luke 12:27 states, "Look at how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Our mission here is to share stories from men and women that can help you learn how to stop laboring or striving after what you want to accomplish, but rather to trust in your heavenly Creator to guide you in your everyday life. If He has a plan for you, He will make a way. All He wants is our daily yes to Him and for us to stop worrying about what tomorrow will bring. If we can do that, then we, as children made in His image, can be dressed in even grander splendor than the beautiful wildflowers of the field. I'm your host, Lydia Summer, and I'm so glad you're here today. Before we begin, I want to remind y'all to make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you wouldn't mind, please rate and review Dress in Splendor wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to be able to share more episodes like these where we highlight some incredible people so others can find encouragement through their testimonies. And today we have my friend Courtney Smith on the show. For those who reign from Peoria, Illinois or Redding, California, you may know her as the woman who gave us these delicious sage treats she created and sold. She's here to talk about how and why she started Sage Treats, why she sold her recipes to someone else, and the dreams she and her husband have as they continue with the Sage Company in a more educational route. Courtney emphasizes the importance of partnering with God for the plans of her and her family's life and gives some great advice, both health-wise and for those who desire to partner with God as well. Welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Let's get started. Courtney, I am so excited to have you on the show. I cannot believe it's been, I don't know, I guess, how many years since we graduated? 11 years since high school?
Probably just about 11 years. Yep. 12 years.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm just really thankful to kind of get reconnected with you. But for those who don't know you, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself for our audience?
Yes, of course. I am Courtney. I am married. I met my husband in high school when I was 14 years old. I currently have three kiddos and I homeschool. I run a couple businesses. As a family, we love adventuring and doing life together. And yeah, people know me for different things. I would say it's kind of funny. Most of my kids' friends know me as Cookie Courtney because I'm always making healthy treats, or it's kind of a joke, but my husband calls me Corporate Courtney sometimes when I'm in the middle of homeschooling. I've got a newborn, I've got a two-year-old, I'm changing diapers, and I'm still discussing my latest idea for business. So we laugh a lot about that, but yeah, it's pretty funny. Some people know me by Sport Courtney. I played sports in college. That's always been a big part of my husband, Nate, and I, our lives. We're currently in a soccer league right now, an adult soccer league, and we're just having a blast.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's so fun to be able to play together, and we've been getting out and playing pickleball for our dates in the evenings as well. But yeah, the list kind of goes on, but those are kind of the main ones. Healthy Courtney, I guess, would be another one I'm known by.
Yeah. Well, so remind me, did you also play soccer in high school? Because I just remember basketball, but
I did.
Did your husband play soccer?
Yeah, we both played soccer. That's actually how we met. I was the soccer manager on the boys' soccer team, and we both played. And then we both played in college. I played basketball and soccer in college. He played soccer, and then he later coached soccer for the college level as well. So we've been around soccer a lot. Our five-year-old daughter is, she had her second season this past year. So clearly we love soccer.
Yes. I love that for y'all. So you mentioned that one of the things that people know you by is like health or healthy Courtney. And you also said that people know you for Sport Courtney, which is how I knew you as from high school. But how did that like journey go into like being more passionate about like healthy living and wellness?
Yeah, I love that question. I would say in high school, I started to realize how food was impacting my life. I had all kinds of digestive issues. You know, I was motivated in the athletic world. And so I was realizing that that was impacting performance in that regard. And really, it just led me on a journey of learning about nutrition and health. And I ended up studying nutrition in college. I became a registered dietitian. And I was always really interested in figuring out how to create healthy alternatives to just regular recipes that we all love, especially treats or desserts.
Yeah.
I think even at a young age, I had big vision for the things that I wanted for my family. And I definitely wanted to steward health well. And so that started with me making changes to what I was consuming and putting into my body. So that's kind of where it started. And it's just been a beautiful journey of, it's funny because I say my definition of health has evolved each year, you know, since I was 18, 19 years old. But again, it's just been this journey of discovering and learning more about myself and how my body responds to certain foods. And yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. I've been, I think since college, have been really interested in learning about food and how it affects our bodies. And I have just been so passionate about it as well. Definitely not to the extent that you have been in terms of this being your whole life. But my mom, when I was in college, she started having troubles with food, whereas before she never did. And she's now on, I'm sure you're familiar with this, the low FODMAP diet. And for those who don't know, it's like, you know, they need to be on low fructose food plans and that, and fructose isn't like a lot of food. And I started seeing how it affects my body as well, my senior year of college, and knowing that there are some foods that hurt me. And then, you know, I don't know how passionate you get when you talk about the food industry, but I know that I can kind of go on a tangent and talk to people about everything's so processed and it's horrible for you and trying to eat better. But I'm curious if there's like, you know, that was like the event that kind of catapulted me into wanting to think more about how I eat, or even having like tasty treats that maybe people like my mom, who actually could eat your sage treats, which we're about to talk about. But was there a specific event for you that kind of called you into starting what used to be sage treats?
Yeah.
And also, what is sage treats? Sorry about that.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. To kind of backtrack, I would say, you know, it's funny because 10 years ago, I never would have thought I would be interested in business in any capacity. I was studying nutrition in college. My husband and I, we were college pastors. I was teaching nutrition at the university eventually. And my husband and I, we kind of stumbled into business by selling things on eBay, which is a whole other story. But through that process, we realized God wants to partner with us in business. And it led us into this journey of discovering what we wanted to do with that. And a lot of it, honestly, was discovering who we are created to be. And one of my favorite verses is Romans 8. And it talks about the mature sons and daughters are moved by the impulse of the Holy Spirit. And I would say more than anything, we have pursued hearing God's voice in all areas of our life. And it's been a journey of starting things, closing doors, moving across the country, opening new doors, discovering what it's like to partner with God and what He wants to bring to earth through me. And I would say each season has been a maturation process. And I really do believe that He wastes nothing and that we're always building with Him if we choose to. So in 2017, I started making these peanut butter power balls. This was before little like power balls became popular. They're really popular now. But I would just make them for myself, my friends, my family. And I was, like I said earlier, super passionate about making healthy alternatives for the treats that we loved. And so, yeah, I was just inspired to implement it in my own life. And I had some friends share that they, you know, some feedback. They loved it. They thought I could start a business with this. I was like, I don't know, you know, I have no idea what that entails. But the big visionary me was kind of like, okay, maybe I'll dabble in ideating and dreaming about this. And so anyways, I got pregnant with my first daughter and got really sick. And so we kind of put that on hold. And it wasn't until December 2019 where I officially launched Sage. So Sage is overarching brand and what falls under that. And what I started first was Sage Treats. And so we were a wholesale business, snack foods business. We sold three lines of products to coffee shops, convenience stores, juice bars. We're in the Midwest and we're on the West Coast. Yeah. And it was a pretty fun journey. I started it and I ran it for 3 years, had multiple employees, all kinds of accounts. And then we just sold it January 2023. We sold the system and the process and the recipes. And it's actually currently running under a different brand, but we kept our brand because we've got big long-term vision for what we want to do with Sage.
Hey everyone, if you're new to our show, you might not know that this podcast is part of our ministry, Splendor Magazine. Splendor is a biannual Christian women's magazine, but our focus doesn't just center around a certain niche, as other magazines might, but the content centers around the different passions that women have in order to help encourage, empower, and equip women to use those passions to glorify God and to make disciples in their field. We have articles that range from home and living to business to The Deborah Woman, where we have interviews with strong women of faith, and other articles such as our Ecclesia feature. By God's grace and goodness, we have actually sold out of our current fall issue, but our shop is still open to purchase one of our previous magazines. Each issue is designed with you in mind and with a theme that we believe is relevant to our everyday reader. To purchase one of our previous issues, go to splendormag.com/shop. That's splendeurmag.com/shop and use code DIS10, that's DIS10, at checkout to get 10% off your order. Again, the link is splendormag.com/shop and purchase your copy today. Don't forget your discount code. Now let's get back to the show. So did you, when you started your wholesale business with these treats, did you only at the time have like a vision for those treats, or did you always kind of have a desire to want this to be something more than just sharing and selling these treats that you created?
Totally. Yes, I definitely would say I can operate as a visionary and I love dreaming big and ideating, like I said, and I had very big vision for Sage. And so I realized I needed to start somewhere. And honestly, the most tangible way that I could do that was through the treats that I was producing. I would say overarching my vision for Sage, it's always adapting and growing and expanding, but I really want it to be a place where people are inspired into health and wholeness and intentionality with family. I want to expose people to what's possible for their lives by making health really simple and easy and attainable. And that eventually will come through, you know, more education. It'll come through products. It'll come through community. Kind of the four overarching things for us at Sage is health, family, home, and food. And so anything under those umbrellas, we like to steward and, you know, bring people in and collaborate on different projects. Right now we're working on some projects where we're collaborating with other individuals or those emerging businesses to create guides and eBooks under the umbrella of health, family, home, and food. And we really want to just resource people and guide them into simple ways, you know, of establishing things that are you know, cornerstones within the home. So how do you build family? How do you build community? Implementing, you know, Montessori principles into the home. What's homeopathy? How do you meal plan? What are some guides into a health, natural approach to pregnancy and postpartum? And the list goes on. But yeah, we're working on some really fun projects right now. And this year coming up, we're really excited.
That's amazing. I kept thinking about how, I mean, there's so many people who want to be able to eat better and take care of their bodies better as well. And so I know even for myself, having just moved from Illinois to Tennessee and living on my own, I know that I really want to be able to do like a gut cleanse, but also try and like, you know, eat more healthy anyway. But for me, I've always found it very difficult, like to look online and like, okay, what do I do, a food elimination diet, or what do I, you know, get these additional supplements to try and help my gut or something like that. So I'm curious if you have any advice, not just for me, but for anyone who wants to kind of like reset and to start their journey into healthy living and eating. What advice would you give to them?
Yeah, great question. I would say a lot of people are asking that exact question. It's crazy the information that's out there. And I think even our heart at Sage would be to, again, really simplify and make it attainable. So when you kind of strip everything away, I would say, you know, it's focusing on those real foods. We're talking, you know, fruits, vegetables, quality meats, you know, quality dairy products, not the conventional route when it comes to dairy. That's a whole topic in itself. Sprouted grains that are easier to digest. Yeah, it's really, I would say, in simple terms, focusing on the whole foods approach. And I know, yeah, I think too, becoming aware of how your body is responding to certain foods and really becoming intuitive and really more self-aware of how certain foods are impacting your body, because everybody's obviously so individual and there's a million diets out there because everybody's so individual and has different experiences with different foods. And so, yeah, it's such a journey for sure. But at the basics, I would say approaching, you know, the whole foods and getting back to being connected with food, you know, shopping at the grocery store, going to the local farmers markets, getting connected with, you know, local farms to get your eggs and your beef and making sure you're getting the quality sources in as well.
Okay, that's good advice. And I know that was kind of a curveball because it wasn't part of the planned questions and you answered that really well. But now that we're talking about it, I'm like, just because I am really interested in this topic, I have another question if you don't mind my asking. But yeah. You were saying that we should be listening to our bodies and how our bodies react to food. And a few years ago, I had done this like gut cleansing diet plan. And I was able to realize, like, after I had gone through this journey of just eating, as you were saying, like wholesale foods, I stayed away from a lot of, you know, fructose foods as well, and no dairy, no gluten and things like that. And when I had actually interrupted that plan and ended up ruining it in the long run, I did notice that when I was having like pizza for my birthday dinner with my sister and brother-in-law, that my stomach and my gut was really reacting poorly to it. But then after a while, it's as if my body got used to it. So I'm curious if that's actually a thing, or if and how you're able to still tell if a food is actually not good for your body when maybe you've been eating it for so long that you don't even realize the negative effects that it has on you.
Totally. Yes. Yeah, I would say our bodies can suppress a lot of, you know, inflammation. It can feel dormant in some ways where you're not necessarily manifesting these symptoms that are occurring through your food. But one of the really simple ways to approach this would be eliminating some foods, you know, starting with one thing. So I know a lot of people will cut the conventional dairy. Now with conventional, I would say that would be, you know, like a lot of the processed yogurts and sour creams and milk, obviously pasteurized milk. the low quality that you can get at the grocery store. So I would say a lot of people tend to start with dairy because dairy usually does impact, especially the female body. Mm. But yeah, you can just kind of play with it. Start with one, you know, one thing, make it really simple and don't overwhelm yourself because it can be overwhelming. Cutting out gluten would be a really simple one as well. I would say nowadays people are more and more sensitive to gluten and dairy as a whole. Personally, I was off gluten and dairy for years. Another reason why Sage Treats came into being was because I wanted healthy treats when we were traveling and I just couldn't find them. And everything was full of sugar and processed sugar and gluten and conventional dairy. And so once I eliminated that, I was able to become more aware of, you know, the ways it was impacting my body, the bloating, the gas, you know, different people have constipation, diarrhea, so many different things. So anyways, I would say that's a simple way to approach it.
Okay. That's good advice for myself and hopefully other people who are listening to this. But I want to kind of go back to when you were talking about Sage Treats, you sold the recipes to someone else and now it's under a new name. And you've transitioned, as you said, to your business in a more educational route. Could you share like how that decision was made, why you decided to change directions with Sage and why you wanted to sell the recipes in the first place? Was there any kind of decision where you thought that maybe you could do both educational and wholesale distribution, or was that very clear from the Lord that it was time to let that go with the treats?
Yeah, I would say I was, I think I was 7 months pregnant with my third. And I was just realizing big picture, you know, I'm going to have my third child here in a couple months. I realized that I wanted to spend my energy in other places. I really wanted to do more education with Sage and I hadn't fully stepped into that while I was building the treats aspect. And I wanted to homeschool my kids and to be a little bit more flexible when it comes to that. And so, yeah, that was a major, determining factor was, you know, analyzing internally, is Sage Treats serving our family in this season? Do I want to continue? And I ultimately talked with my husband and if it was something that he was wanting to continue to pursue and if it was something we could do together, because we love doing business together, then we could figure out a way to continue it. But we ultimately decided that we wanted to kind of focus our energy in other places and we wanted to be able to collaborate more with other businesses and, like I said, be a hosting place for, you know, the education, the how-tos, the simple guides. And that's kind of where the decision came from. And I wasn't necessarily pursuing selling Sage. It's funny, Sage Treats. I had several people approach me and it was really cool in that process, just hearing how people had been impacted by the product in itself and the experience of the product and the purpose of the product. And that was such a fun time for me to, really hear feedback. And I had several people, you know, reach out and ask if it was something that they could purchase and continue on. And so thankfully I've had amazing employees through the years. I could talk on a whole podcast session about how incredible employees that I've had have been and just the people around us that have supported us, that have believed in us and encouraged us. And it really is, you know, a multi-person endeavor. It's not solely me. And so we were able to create a system that worked well and was scalable and it was able to, you know, be put up for purchase. And so we were able to go that route and I'm really thankful that the treats get to live on in somebody else's name.
You know what sets the fall mood?
Candles. Candles are my absolute favorite item to have around the house. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, I light a candle and instantly I feel a little bit more calm. Whenever it's raining, you know I'm going to light a candle to match the ambiance. And when I'm reading, I light a candle. Well, you know I love supporting small businesses, and I recently became friends with the owner of Happy Little Flame, a cute and faith-driven candle business based in Libertyville, Illinois. Bex, the owner, has some wonderful fall candles right now, like the new Burning Leaves candle, and for our Gilmore girlies out there, she even has one called the Gilmore Book Club, which I am definitely going to buy for myself. These candles are 100% natural soy and coconut wax with 100% natural cotton and lead-free wicks, and are vegan, eco-friendly, non-toxic, and 100% free of additives, dyes, parabens, and phthalates. Probably didn't even say that last word right. Her candles are the perfect addition to your home this fall, so don't wait. Go to happylittleflame.com today and enjoy 15% off your purchase when you sign up for their VIP email list. Also note, I'm not getting anything for promoting this business. I just want to help support small businesses because I believe in them and want others to know about them. So get to shopping and show your support. Again, that's happylittleflame.com. Happylittleflame.com. Now, let's get back to the show. I'm glad too. I mean, I don't know if they're still selling in some other capacity in Peoria, where you were selling the Sage Treats, as well as in California. But I know that when I worked at the Spot Coffee, I remember how devastated some people were of like that there were no longer any of those treats. And so you definitely left an impact, at least in Peoria, and how delicious those treats were. Like, I'll share a funny story. We got a lot of your samples at the spot, and when I came in for a shift, I saw this whole bag of these treats, and I noticed that they weren't in the regular packaging. And so I asked my managers, I'm like, what are we supposed to do with this? And they're like, oh, that's just for us to eat. And so me and everyone else would just like chow down on it. And then Sarah, the previous owner, was like, what happened to all these treats? And we said, oh, we ate them. And she said, that was for the customers to give out a sample. So we're like, oh, I'm so sorry. We still had some that we gave away towards the end, but I was like, I will chow down on those for sure. You mentioned earlier that you and your husband, Nate, have discussed of like your desire to partner with the Lord and how he has created both of you to walk with him and to, I'm sure you would say this in terms of sharing the gospel. And I'm curious of like what your hopes are that God would use Sage for. And do you see this Sage, your company, as a missions call that could be used to share his gospel with others? Why or why not?
Yeah, 100%. I would say God wants to co-labor with us. And my bent is definitely in the health world, in the family world, nutrition, in the home space. And yeah, I would say that I love being able to impart, you know, power, freedom, and wholeness into people's lives through what we're doing through Sage. And it really is a privilege to be here, you know, sharing our journey and inspiring people into wholeness and showing them what's possible for their lives, and whether it be in health, whether it be in intentionality within family, whether it be, you know, these deep dreams in our heart that have yet to be, you know, extracted, you know, pulling those things out of people and showing them that, you know, we get to co-labor and do life with God. And it's such a beautiful journey when you choose to do that. And I'm really thankful that this is the space that I'm in, and I get to do it with my family as well.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with what you're saying. I think that, I mean, that's part of the reason why Splendor Magazine was born, and so was this podcast, Dress in Splendor, because we
you know, as you mentioned, maybe we have dreams that have not yet been extracted, and putting in your words, but knowing that we do have a purpose in life is not just to give God glory, which it's a beautiful calling and exactly as we should in everything we do, but that he's given us really specific gifts and talents that we can use to actually do that and also further advance his kingdom. So in light of that, with Justin's Splendor and how it's based off of the verse Luke 12:27, and sharing testimonies such as yours to help other people to learn how they can be dressed in even grander splendor, so that we can continue to trust God in our everyday lives and obey him and really know that our lives are in his hands. In light of our conversation with how you started your business and even how it's changed from one vision to another, what is some advice that you can give to our listeners and how they can be dressed in grander splendor than the wildflowers of the field?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is really learning how to tap in and hear God's voice and what he is speaking to you, because he wants to speak to you so that he can speak through you. And there's this proverb that I love. I'm a big fan of the Proverbs, obviously. I mean, my business sage, but anyways, it talks about, you know, my son, my daughter, if you take the time to listen and stop and embrace what I say, you will live a long and happy life full of understanding in every way. It's so such a beautiful picture of what it's like if we just learn to stop and listen and really embrace what it is that he is saying. Because like you said, I do believe there's a plan for our lives and it's ever evolving, and at the center of it, it brings glory to the Lord when you choose to partner with him. And so that expression can be different in so many ways, but yeah, my advice would be learn to hear God's voice and listen to what he is speaking to you, and get around people who are really pursuing the Lord, because community is huge when it comes to, you know, our faith and building this life here on earth. So
yeah,
I would say.
Thank you for sharing that. I completely agree. I think that there's beauty in walking with the Lord in such an intimate way, but also surrounding yourself with community. And that was a huge part of how I was able to even pursue my journey. And I'm sure the same for you, especially with everyone kind of, you know, nudging you along to start Sage Treats because of how much they loved your food, which I think is a huge testament. And also, you know, God's way of showing you that he has something bigger for your life. So for those who actually want to follow you on your journey, where can they find Sage? Where can they find you? And do you mind just sharing that with us?
Yeah, currently we are primarily on our website, thesageway.co. And then you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. And like I said, we're working on some fun projects. We've got some ebooks available. Currently, we don't have our treats, but we do have recipe books, and you'll be seeing some really fun things come through the pipeline. So we're excited for this year ahead.
Very cool. I'm excited for you guys. I hope that there's going to be a lot of things that I can take for myself as well, and just learning more from you as someone who is very knowledgeable in this field, as I'm very passionate about trying to learn how to better take care of my body as well. But Courtney, thank you for just spending some time with me. It's been so great catching up with you and learning more about Sage and what you're doing now. And I just couldn't be more honored to have you as my guest.
Thanks, Lydia. I appreciate you.
And thank you everyone for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
It was such a pleasure catching up with an old friend, and even though you didn't get to hear this, Courtney and I spent so much time after the recording just catching up and sharing our dreams with one another. She's such an encouragement, and it was super evident on and off recording. She desires that you may be able to find the healthiest version of yourself, and that you will always run after God with the plans you have and that he has for your life. I hope you were encouraged by our conversation, and if you think that it might be a blessing for someone in your life, please share. Our hope, as always, with this podcast is to help others feel encouraged and learn how to be dressed in grander splendor than the wildflowers of the field. Make sure to rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on Instagram at Dressed in Splendor to know when our next episode drops. And if you want to give me a follow where you can find encouraging and the occasional silly content, you can find me on Instagram at The Lydia Summer. The music of the Dressed in Splendor podcast was produced by Jael Arekasi. Find him on Instagram at Sound of Pastel Kid for more of his work. That's Sound of Pastel, P-A-S-T-E-L Kid. Lastly, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. May you be blessed as you continue on in your day, and may God be glorified through your work.